You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening from Unitigo Junior Senior High School. It is live Tri-Town High School basketball, but more importantly, the Mid-State Athletic Conference semifinals for the boys tonight. And a matchup that, at the beginning of the year, a game I covered up here in December, didn't live up to what I thought it could be. Tonight could be a totally different story. It is a brightly lit Unitigo gym as the Spartans of Unitigo getting ready to, well, I guess, lay claim to the fact that because they're undefeated, they are the top seed. They will earn the trip to Suco for Saturday's championship game, but to do it, they have to get through the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, who arguably are the hottest team in the Mid-State Athletic Conference right now. Winning, I'm not sure how many exactly of their last few games, but playing strong enough with wins over Sydney and some other and Windsor and other teams to prove that they did belong in the top four. They were sixth 3 weeks ago, moved their way up, and finished in fourth. So they will now get a chance to play the best of the MAC in terms of record right now, the Unitigo Spartans, a matchup I've been looking forward to for a while. And we'll have updates for you for the Sydney-Oxford game. So we'll have everything handled here for you tonight. We can't wait for this game to start. Pretty good crowd already filtering in. Unitigo put, the JVs put a cap on their winning season by defeating BG tonight. The JVs score 50-28. So they hope that that sets the tone for what is ahead. But I think this game is going to be, generally speaking, an excellent team against an excellent group of individuals who have really meshed well, and they're fantastic for Bainbridge Guilford. We'll see what happens there. And of course, the team I'm talking about is Unitigo, just one loss on the season. Coming back from New York City, so I'm not quite oriented yet. They're starting earlier than I was hoping to, but we'll make it all work. And Chamberlain O'Hare Auto Center tip-off show is where we start each and every broadcast. Chamberlain O'Hare Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, has all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chamberlain O'Hare wishes Coach Jim Knight and the Unitigo Spartans, Coach Greg Warren and the BG Bobcats, plus the players and fans of both teams, the best in tonight's ballgame. And our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Rights granted to us by Section 4, so any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We have that written permission, and we'll have this game on archive shortly after the conclusion of this game. And this one will be on forever, as will all other sports broadcasts from here on in on WCDO. All right, we'll hear from some of our great sponsors and be back to talk about both teams a little bit more with statistics to just jam down your throat. We'll do that coming up. You're live, Tri-Town High School Basketball, the MAC Boys Semifinals, live on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chamberlain O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chamberlain O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chamberlain O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more for
McDonald's me. Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's a simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. And again, it seems to me that this gym is more brightly lit than it was back in December. They must have changed the light bulbs. And I'm so happy because the far corner used to be extremely dark, and it is decidedly lighter now. And for those of us visually challenged, I am very, very pleased about that. But vision notwithstanding, just got back from New York City, got to meet a very special New York Giants player, Victor Cruz, signed some autographs, got a football signed, et cetera, et cetera. And so I have been on the road both early this morning and late this afternoon, so just kind of getting in to what I was hoping to be prepared for, and that is this BG Unitingo boys game. And again, I was back here on, let's see, the date was Friday, December the 16th, and Unitingo won 57-45, but it was a game where it was a bizarre finish. BG had some good runs, gave them a good game, but Unitingo's team play decidedly wore BG down, and it ended with a couple of ugly technicals, et cetera, and that really didn't befit these two teams who know each other very well and were really playing their hearts out. But again, Bainbridge Guilford has come on real strong as of late. They defeated, after a loss to Oxford, 56-50, they turned it on and beat Windsor in a non-league game. They beat Sydney, they beat Unadilla Valley, they beat Delhi, and they beat Afton to finish the season. So they are on a streak. And in that streak, they have done very well with I call it the Fantastic Four, but Ryan Porter has been leading the way. In fact, he's averaging a double-double this year in points and rebounds, 17.6 points, 12 rebounds a game, plus two assists, 2.3 blocks, and 1.3 steals. Very good numbers. He'll be a most certain first-team All-Star, All-MAC. He has a chance to be MVP. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. And his game has improved to the point where he is seeing the floor much better, looking for other teammates. And one game in particular against Windsor, he had 5 assists in one quarter and did not take more than a couple of shots. And, I mean, he saw the floor. He had teammates that were wide open as the attention was on him. He was not afraid to pass it off. And if that's the case, then he can continue that double-double plus create points as a playmaker, so to speak. Austin Bowerly is another player that averages a double-double. The junior, Porter's senior, Bowerly averaging 11.6 and 11 boards per ballgame. So there's two double-doubles average guys for Bainbridge Guilford. That's what I mean. They play a lot of minutes. They're going to get some numbers, but they are performing. Bowerly second on the team, 2.5 assists per game. And he has his share of block shots, and he's also got 2.3 steals a game to be second on the team. Brooks Harmon, another junior like Bowerly, at 13.3 a game. He's averaging 5 rebounds, 1.3 assists, and 1.5 steals. He's the three-point shooting specialist, and we don't have the number of threes that he's made, but there are games that he's made 4 and 5 threes, and that could set the tone. If he hits them early, the defense for Unitingo might have to make adjustments in that regard. I'm sure they're going to be paying attention to him anyway. Just saw him hit a three in practice here right now. Corbin Palmer has really come on strong. This junior has not only been the quarterback on the football team, he's the quarterback on the basketball team, if you want. 8 points per game, 4.4 rebounds, 5 assists plus per game, and 2.4 steals. So he leads in assists and steals. He is the consummate point guard for this team. And although I don't have stats for Lucas Butcher, he is the fifth man on this team. They do need 5 on the court. And Lucas, who is a sophomore, has shown some signs. He had 9 points against Windsor and really looked good in that game as everybody else was having trouble shooting the ball early. He was able to put some points on the board for the Bobcats. And again, don't call him the odd man out. He's got the ability to stay with the guards of Unitigo, and a lot will be counted on for him tonight. And, of course, some of their key subs. Well, their key sub is Ray Frederick. He's a senior, number 23, and he gets the most time off the bench. They also have Dalton Johnson, a senior, Nick Gronowski, a junior, Ben Mirage, a senior, and Tim Waltz, who is a junior. For Unitigo, of course, they ride the team train. There's no question about it. They've had four or five different guys be high scorer. They play a balanced offense. If somebody's not hot and somebody else gets hot, they feed that player. If it switches, it switches. There have been many games where there have been four or more guys in double figures. Their only loss to a very quality opponent, Chenango Valley, by 10. Deceiving score because they were down by 9 after the first quarter. And after that, they were just down 1, or they had a negative 1 as far as the net score after that against a very good Chenango Valley team in Chenango Valley, which is also a tough place to play. But since that time, beat Delhi, Harpersville, Green, Sydney, Hancock, Athens, Unadilla Valley, and Walton. They ran the table this year in the MAC, and they were, I guess on paper, chosen to be, based on their returning players and their skill level, the top team to look for. They have lived up to that. It's still not over. They know that after last year's frustrating loss here to Sydney and then at SUNY Oneonta's final against Sydney, they feel that their mission is clear on the short term to get into the finals, number two, to win the finals, and then really make a lot of noise in Class C sectionals. And they have the ability this year to do that, and they are led by, in scoring anyway, by Travis Woods, and Dan Shelton, the marksman from the outside, shooting an incredible percent from 3 points. He's 30 for 70. That's 43%. That's almost unheard of. That college guys would love to have that. Phil Youngs has 12 three-pointers, 12.3 points a game for Shelton, 14.4 for Woods. And this is overall, not just the MAC. They're averaging 60 points a game this year in MAC. Tyler Butler, he's had some good nights. He's averaging 7.7. Phil Young's averaging 7.6, coming back from an illness. Quinn Barnhart in there as well at 6.8. And Kellen Komenda, who is the up-and-coming point guard of the future, but he had to play some point guard of the present and shooting guard of the present in that Sydney game. I think he made the difference when Phil Young's was still recovering. Komenda got the spot start and performed beautifully in that game. I believe he was our MVP Bank Outstanding Offensive Award-winning player that night. Well, we're less than 3 minutes away from at least the introduction. Not sure I see Judy Patel, so that makes me happy. We'll have a Judy Patel live national anthem plus the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us because we've got one more break at our Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show before it is the real tip-off between the blue and white of Bainbridge-Guilford and the green and white of Unitigo. Stick around. It's MAC semifinal boys action tonight on your local sports leader, WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invite you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Another great Judy Patel production of the National Anthem, and now we'll have our starting lineup.
And now for the starting lineups. For Bainbridge Guilford, number 5, Adam Barley. Number 10, number 4, Lucas Butcher. Number 13, Corbin Palmer. Number 15, Ryan Porter. Number 21, Austin Bowerly. And number 22, Brooks Harmon.
Bobcats coached by Greg Warren in his first season. I saw a sign here that said, "In Greg we trust." So I'm assuming they're not talking about me. Happy Valentine's
Day. And now let's hear it for your Unitigo Spartans. Number 20, Tyler Butler. Number 22, Phil Youngs. Number 30, Dan Shelton. Number 42, Travis Woods. And number 44, Quinn Barnhart.
All right, again, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Nice to be near enough to the announcers that we can throw a microphone down their way. Thank you very much. You want to use this? Okay. All right. Come on, we got to hear this from the ladies tonight. Somebody's got to. This is love. Love is basketball tonight as far as Valentine's Day goes. I've done a lot of Valentine's Day games, that's for sure, over the years, because this is the time, you know. Valentine's Day is a rotated day. And Tuesday night means basketball night. The winner here will play at 4 o'clock against the winner of Sydney and Oxford. And I do have a source that's going to give us some updates. And that is good, because I know people in this gymnasium are going to be very anxious to know what's going on, Sydney and Oxford. 2 weeks ago, did that game. It was a one-point Sydney hang on for dear life, 45-44 victory. All right, here we go. Blue and white of BG and the green and white, or the white and green, of Unitigo. And we are underway. Phil Youngs, after Travis Woods out-jumped Porter for the first play on the tap. It is inside move for Quinn Barnard. Didn't have the best angle, but he made it come through. Maybe that's a home court advantage and a Dan Shelton foul as Unitigo is going to start off with full court pressure. And BG will rely on Ryan Porter to help get that ball over. That time was a simple foul. That's on Shelton, our first foul within just a few seconds of the start. 2-0. Unitigo out to the early lead. So predictably, Spartans are in a zone trying to offset the shooting or the inside presence of Bainbridge Guilford, and Brooks Harmon on the sideline slipped and fell a little bit, and the official says he slipped to the point where he was on the sideline. But BG held without a shot in the early going. And we're seeing, boy, it's the Syracuse influence here. A pair of 2-3 zones going at it. At least to start. And Quinn Barnhart feels the love right now of basketball. He's banked one in now for two very highly unlikely shots that were good. Corbin Palmer right down the lane on the left side. And that's going to be the first crossroads of our ball game as Dan Shelton is called for the block. That'll be his second foul. And we have less than a minute expired on the clock. So in between shots by lefty Corbin Palmer, we'll have a substitution. First shot by Palmer is good. And no surprise, it's Kellen Komenda who will now team with Phil Youngs in the backcourt. Butler will slide down and play part of the three-man front on the zone. Palmer sinks them both, never hit the rim. It's 4-2. We are 1 minute into tonight's MAC semifinals, the winner to play at 4 o'clock against the winner of Sydney and Oxford. Unitigo girls play tomorrow here. We'll have that game for you against Oxford at 7 o'clock. Started early tonight, that's for sure. Woods on the left baseline, missed it. Barnhart all over the rebound, can't bank it in, and Porter secures it for the first of many rebounds tonight, I'm sure. Bowerly back out to Palmer in the corner. Harmon, that's one of his favorite spots for the tray. Porter fakes the pass and gets mixed up with Komenda. Komenda had the steal, threw it out toward Unitigo's basket, but it was stolen by Butcher. 4-2, 6:18 to go, first quarter. Unitigo having two Quinn Barnhart baskets. High off the backboard by Palmer. No good. Rebound, Youngs off to Woods. Palmer blocking the shot of Travis Woods, but right in front of the official, he's going to call it a hack any act. So Palmer's first shot, or first foul. BG's first foul. And Travis Woods will be Unitigo's first free throw shooter. His first shot is up, and while it didn't have the same quality of shot as the Palmer's, it went in just the same. They all do count that way. Woods coming in 41 for 52, one of their leading free throw shooters at 79%. Woods' second shot is clean. It's 6-2. Unitigo up by 4 in the early going. 2 minutes gone away now in the first quarter. Porter with patience down to Luke Butcher. Butcher double team, stepping in on the steal. Is number 20 in the left-handed layup. That's Tyler Butler. Missed it. Woods going to put it back up, and it rolls off the rim. Porter with a rip and a quick rebound off to Palmer. He misses. Rebound. Bowerly misses after Butcher had rebounded and missed. So both teams missing in close and frustrating their fans to no end. Wow, 6-2, 5.5 to play first quarter. Down low for Woods. Backs it a little bit against Bowley. Missed it. Bowley taps it up. Recovered by Harmon. Well, referees let them play a little bit. Of course, in this 2-3 zone, the baseline is going to be a very important piece of real estate. Bowley kicks it over to Harmon. Komenda shuts him down from taking a shot. Down low for Porter. The fake. Working inside. Foul on the shot. That's going to go on Tyler Butler. Butler, who had just come up with a steal moments before that. Porter at the line, and the gym gets quiet momentarily. Ryan Porter's the kind of guy that could get at the line 12, 15 times tonight. So he's going to have to make them all count. Second shot is around and in. So it's three free throws for BG. 6 points total for Unitigo. 6-3 it is. Under 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Not many empty seats to be had. There are people standing in each corner. Driving in, Barnhart lost control of the basketball. Nobody for BG touched it according to the black and white striped shirt. So we're back the other way for the Bobcats. Bobcats lost here by double digits in December, but this is a much different team. Unitigo's been about as consistent as a team can be. Bowerly, a little sloppy, throws it up, missed it. Try to keep it alive. Butler gets there first. And now it's Phil Youngs up the floor as the point guard against the 2-3 zone with Bowerly in the middle. Butler at the corner, ran out of room, flings it back out to Youngs, right back to Butler for a three, springs up, no good. Rebound Palmer, he's a lefty, so streaking up the left side. Well, there's a steal by Youngs. He's going to finish all by himself for the basket. Well, Palmer got out quick that time by Phil Youngs. Solid defensive effort there. 8-3. Largest lead of the game of 5 points here. Palmer cuts through a double team. Now he's back up near the Spartan in the circle. Harmon is double team. He will find it very hard to get off shots tonight. Porter over to Palmer on the left side. Way short. The ball is out toward the Ryan Porter cutoff. And there's not sure if it's a slip or a foul or what's going on. That's going to be against Porter. And a timeout asked for. Short timeout. 3:34 to go. Unitigo short timeout. 8-3 they lead it in the MAC semifinal boys action. Live from Unitigo and live on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Great timing. We're back live. We got to see a little demonstration of mascotism from the new Unitigo Spartan. Down the floor he went. Quinn Barnhart, down the floor he goes and puts a scoop to the hoop that misses. And a possession error will be called. Should be Bainbridge-Guilford's ball as Unitigo won the opening tap. That's the first time they've had to apply the 50-50 rule. So Quinn Barnhart sits down. Nick Becht comes in. He'll anchor the back of that zone. Palmer up the left side to a sloppy pass to Porter. Tapped away by Youngs, recovered by Woods. Unitigo defense is not letting BG take any time for those nonchalant passes. Becht double teamed. Traveling is the call as the feet stutter just a bit. 8-3 is the score. 2:58 to go in the first quarter. BG averaging about 55 a game. Unitigo 60. Youngs with another steal on a nonchalant pass. And Youngs is all over that. Now Greg Warren wants a timeout. So he takes a short timeout. 2:47 to play in the first quarter. We'll stay right here. We don't want to miss a thing. Well, that is as far as the early scouting report. There goes our Spartan mascot down the floor. Thank goodness mascots are still encouraged. But Unitigo is... They are Johnny on the spot as far as getting these passes for BG that are very lazy. And Phil Young's the recipient of two steals and layups. He's got 4 points. It's 10-3. We're out of the timeout. Beck now almost made the steal. He took a tumble. 2:36 to go. BG held to just 3 free throws. Harmon right back to Bowerly. Bowerly open for 3, and he's short. Rebound, Butcher. Well, a little pushing and shoving going on, but Butcher came up with it to Porter. Porter down low to Palmer. Up and fouled. Well, I think Corbin would have been a little better off with a body fake. He went right up instead, but he was able to get the call. That's the first on Travis Woods. That's the team's fourth. So Palmer at the line. This time, not so good. After making the first two with no room for mistake, this one rattles out a bit. And again, the gym stone cold. Well, he makes up for that with the... He's now 3 of 4. 10-4 the score. All free throws for BG looking for their first field goal. They'll stay in the 2-3 zone. Kamenda, Youngs, Butler, Beck, and Woods in the lineup for Unitigo. Coming in across down the zone is number 42, Woods. Woods kicks it out to Kamenda, who lets fly from the left or right corner. No good. And Dan Shelton comes back in. Well, there is a vote of confidence from Coach Jim Knight. In high school ball, you hardly ever let a guy with two fouls come back in the first quarter. But he's going to do it. Palmer again with a sloppy pass. Beck with a pickoff. He was running out of room, so he throws it out to Youngs. Youngs stolen by Palmer. Palmer's going to return the favor. Spin move. He's out of control. Picked up by Shelton. Minute 45 to go. So the Spartans trying to control a little bit more. In the corner, it's Shelton. Not this time. And the rebound to Austin Bowerly. Outlets to Porter this time up the left side. Palmer at the point, 10-4 the score, 1:24 left in the first quarter. Still waiting for, the varsity game in Sydney may not even have started. We started this one real early. Porter shuffling the feet, call for the travel, and he's unsure of that one. Look, I don't know if he was looking at the coach or looking at the official, but by my vision, yes, he definitely did travel. 1:15 to play. Spartans not zooming out to a lead. They're just sort of there with their defense ruling the way. Youngs down in the corner at Shelton. 12-footer missed it short. Porter rebounds again and off to Palmer. Palmer, Butcher, Bowerly, Porter, and Harmon. I think that's all five. There's Bowerly, right baseline shot. His is too long, didn't make anything. 41 seconds to go. Boy, if Unitigo can put that notch in their belt of allowing no field goals, that's something. Youngs, 16-footer, missed it. Ripped down by Harmon. 26 seconds, and we'll see if the Bobcats can put something in from outside the foul line. Palmer to Butcher to the right corner. It's Bowerly. 14 seconds now. High post, it's Porter. Being chased. Now he lays one up and in. Ryan Porter with the first field goal for BG and makes it a 10-6 game. Still 4 seconds to go. They got the old school clock here. There's no tenth of a second. Beck from 15 left side missed. 10-6. So Unitigo with the upper hand with defense ruling their 4-point lead. So we take a timeout, 10-6 Unitigo. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School basketball, the Mac Boys semifinals on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, these teams wanted to get back so quickly, they only took about 30 seconds break. And they're back into the action, and we catch it with Nick Beck taking a left baseline shot that this time goes in. He missed two others before that, 12-6. And I can report that Sydney leads Oxford 13-6. Or 13-5, rather, after one quarter of play at Sydney High School. Here it's 12-6, and another turnover suffered by BG. Unitigo's defense is creating the offense, and there's Travis Woods with one of his favorite shots. It was uncontested. His first field goal, about 12 feet from the right, about the right elbow. He's got 4 points. It's now 14-6. Porter driving in, stripped by Komenda. Komenda gets around Palmer. Now it's Youngs on the right baseline, weaves in through traffic and goes up and scores. Well, Phil Youngs is having quite a ball game, and a full timeout asked for by Coach Greg Warren. Doesn't want things to get away. It's 16-6. Still quite a lot of basketball left. 6:43 to go first half. You're listening to Live Trout Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, back to the live action. Tomorrow night, we'll be right back here. I might as well leave my gear. Make it easier to set up that way, but Unitigo girls hosting Oxford in a 2-versus-3 seed for the girls. That'll be a 7 o'clock start or 7:15, depending on the JV finish. Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show 15 minutes prior. And BG still trying to figure out the answer to the defense that has been crushing them so far. And another block shot, this time by Travis Woods against Ryan Porter. So 16-6, the largest lead of the ballgame. And another, this time a BG steal. It'll be Bainbridge-Guilford ball as the Spartans try to kind of force it down low against that 2-3. Full court pressure. Starters still in there for BG. Porter, sloppy pass. Bowerly had to come out and get it. Nice job for him. Harmon's open left side for three. Oh, it's in and out. And the rebound by Barnhart. That was Harmon's only shot so far, because the defense has been ready to stop it and not give him anything. But against that scramble defense, he was able to get open. Barnhart, one dribble out in the corner for Shelton. That's his favorite spot. No good. Rebound by Harmon. Almost got it stolen by Youngs again. 16-6. One field goal is all Ryan Porter's field goal, all BG has mustered besides free throws. Butcher to the left side for Palmer. Palmer into the corner. There's Harmon. Nope, doesn't have room. Palmer cross court to Bowerly. Very sloppy passing. There it is. Now Porter inside. Got it bumped away. He recovers it. Hustle to his credit. Harmon left side three. Short. Rebound to Komenda. And Double K gives it off to Phil Youngs. Back to Komenda in the corner for Shelton. That's going to take the shot this time. They'll work it for a half-court possession, a little better than that. Barnhart, the fall away, short rebound. Austin Bowerly Well, it's easy to see why Porter and Bowerly average double figures in rebounds. They're getting everything Unitigo misses, not giving any second shot. Palmer guarded closely by Komenda. Palmer gets away from behind, fouled by Komenda. Well, Palmer got the nice position that time, and he'll get a chance to hit go for two free throws. His three single points lead this team, along with Porter's three, I guess. At the line, in, and spun out. Both of his shots that have not missed by much, I can tell you that. Unitigo with five team fouls. High arching shot for Palmer. Good. Well, they're getting back into this game 1 point at a time, apparently. 16-7 with 4:35 to go in a rapidly moving second quarter. Spartans keeping the ball on the outside. Woods down on the block. Komenda, right wing to Youngs. Barnhart. Now they go to Woods. Woods caught out of position. Stolen by Porter. Woods got squeezed out on the baseline. Harmon to Palmer. High post. There's Porter. Going to kick it out to Butcher from the right side. No good. Tapped up. Tapped out. And tapped out of bounds by Woods. So Bowerly will inbound for the Bobcats. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Just 16-7. To the Bobcats' credit, their defense hasn't been too bad either. Harmon for three. No, Bowerly for three, rather. Missed it long. Barnhart with a weak side rebound. Passed by Young. Kicked by Palmer. Which saved what could have been an easy layup underneath. 31 seconds on the shot clock. Bobcats staying in their 2-3 zone. Cross court. Komenda, nice little jump pass to Woods inside. Scoop underneath, missed him. Porter with another rebound. Off to Corbin Palmer, who comes up the middle of the floor this time. Hits straight into a double team. Now Porter, he had a little delay in his thought process and travels with the basketball as he puts it on the floor. So a coach's nightmare, that kind of a turnover. Barnhart, right in the paint, goes out to Komenda. Woods double team out to Kellen again. Woods now tries it on the left baseline. It's good, and he's fouled. 21, that's Austin Bowerly with his first foul. Only the team's third, and nobody has more than one. Tyler Butler returns to action for the Spartans as the home team tonight, replacing sophomore Kellen Komenda. So Woods at the line to try the old-fashioned three-point play. He won't make the basket, but has 6 points to lead. He and Phil Youngs lead all scores with six, and it's 18-7. Coming around the screen is Porter going in, stripping the ball is Butler. There's a scramble on the floor between two football players, Austin Bowerly and Tyler Butler. And the possession arrow in favor of Unitigo. It's in favor of BG. Must have been another one in between. I thought the last one was BG's. Oh, well, 2:58. They're going to make sure the sweat on the floor is okay. Butler almost a steal against Palmer. Corbin's been struggling tonight, trying to get off his shot and his passes. Cross court, Palmer from left side three is off the back of the rim. Rebound is Woods. Outlets to Youngs at the three-on-three. Pass underneath for Shelton. Nice pass by Phil Youngs to Dan Shelton. If you'd have said Unitigo has a double-digit lead without Shelton scoring a point, you'd go, huh? But that was Danny's first putt basket. Nice feed by Phil Young. Now it's Palmer inside, and he muscles his way in for his first field goal, and only the second non-free throw basket by Bainbridge Guilford. Deep into the first half, 2:12 left. Barnhart, double team. Nice move to get up to the hoop. Can't make it. Woods on the other side to finish it off. excuse me, Travis Woods with a nice follow-up on a Barnhart miss, but I like what Quinn did to get to the basket. There's a steal by Barnhart. Now he's going to challenge Palmer. Palmer knocked the ball loose. Young's over to Woods, and he dunks there. And it brings the Unitigo fans to their feet, 24-9 with a minute 43 to go. Coach Greg Warren wants timeout. Spartan fans are cheered on by the dunk. 24-9, a minute 41 left in the first half. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, we've got our half to, you know, and I thought this game started early. The other semifinal game in Sydney is already at the half. And the score is 18-13 Sydney at the half. Looks like it could be another 45-44 finish there. But no team really is setting offensive records this year, that's for sure. So when a dunk from Travis Woods sparks the crowd, you know it means something. And he's got a game-high 10 points. 24-9, and Bobcats are totally disheveled. Ray Frederick has come into the ballgame for the Bobcats. Coming across is Frederick, driving up, and oh, it's off the rim, no good. I thought he had the layup. Boy, that would have been a shot in the arm for BG, who have struggled since the start on getting the biscuit in the basket. Down low is Woods on a feed from Butler, and a traveling violation as he took an extra step. Shook his head a little bit, but I think he was mad at himself more than anything else. 24-9, a minute 6 to go. So without Palmer in the ballgame, it's Bowerly running the offense for the most part. Coming around the screen, it's Porter. He's wide open at the elbow, shoots, and scores. Well, if it were always that simple, they'd do that every time down the floor, 24-11. Maybe the Bobcats can find an answer. Back at the elbow. Might have gotten away with the travel there, but he kept his pivot foot. There's a rattler for Tyler Butler that goes in. Well, that ball had a mind of its own. It was going to go down no matter what. There's a Butler steal. Young's with a recovery. Off to Shelton. Good left side. Well, now we're seeing some offense. 28-11. My gosh. 21 seconds to go. Harmon held scoreless in the first half. Bad pass, and it's stolen by Young's again. Goes up, strong right side. Good, and he fouls. Pardon me, still getting over that cold. Bill Young's coming alive on the defense. He and Tyler Butler make quite the pair. 30-11 with 12 seconds to go. Woods will sit down with 10 points. The foul is on Lucas Butcher, his first, team's fourth. Phil, can he finish? Yep, he sure did. So 7 seconds to go. Again, this is the only clock left that doesn't have tenths of a second. Bowerly misses for three. Porter tries to throw it up and won't be. He'll be out of time anyway. 21 points put on the board for Unitigo, and they take a 31-11 lead. You are listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat,
Vanilla? That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, I was told for I don't know how many times in the last week, are you doing the BG Unitigo semifinal game or are you doing the Sydney Oxford semifinal game? And my quick answer was I'm doing BG Unitigo because BG has improved immensely and seems to have the momentum and could give Unitigo the most trouble. Plus, I've done a lot of Sydney games in the last last 4 or 5 weeks, and it was a little bit of overkill when you have other teams that are playing well, so let's go with Unitigo. And it's now 31-11, and I'm starting to rethink but who knew going in? But Unitigo has certainly come out with guns blazing and on a mission that defense was going to create offense, and they certainly have. They lead 31-11. Time now for the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. It's sponsored by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Yeah, that's exactly right. Steals and great defense and adjusting to what Bainbridge Guilford likes to do. It's all part of the plan for what Unitigo's been able to do tonight, and they have spread the wealth nicely. Travis Woods leads with 10 points tonight, including 2 for 3 from the free throw line and a powerful dunk. 9 points for Phil Youngs, who has been Mr. Defense so far with a whole slew of steals. Tyler Butler, he's in there too with steals. He's got 2 points, doing a lot more on the defensive end than the 2 points is showing. Dan Shelton held to just 4 points, and that was late in the first half. And he got 2 quick fouls, so he sat out for a bit. But, again, Coach Jim Knight with the confidence that he could rely on Shelton to come back in and stay out of foul trouble, he's done exactly that. Travis, as we mentioned, 10 points. Quinn Barnhart got Unitigo off and running with 2 baskets early on. And Nick Beck hit a baseline jumper for 2 points. All in all, they have 14 two-pointers, no three-pointers, but no worries there for them. They are 3 for 4 from the free throw line and enjoy a 20-point lead at this time. For Bainbridge Guilford, just 2 guys scoring, Corbin Palmer with 6 and Ryan Porter with 5. Porter with 2 of the 3 field goals, Palmer with the other. Palmer with 4 of 6 free throws, Porter 1 of 2. So they are 5 for 8 from the foul line. As anybody who's watched Bainbridge Guilford knows, they can get hot at any time of the ball game, and if it's the second half, well, then we'll have ourselves a game. But the way Unitigo has worked the 2-3 zone, they have challenged BG for every pass, and there have been very few wide-open shots. In fact, the most wide-open shot that was taken and made was Porter's right before the end of the half from the elbow. So a little bit of a slip-up for Unitigo, but, boy, they're even out there quickly now because they want to come back out. They want to get the second half started, and understandably so. The winner of this game will play the winner of Sydney and Oxford at SUNY Oneonta at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And everybody who saw the season unfold last year knows that Sydney won it, and Unitigo wanted to get back as if they could. It's starting to look like they will. It's still not obviously decided, but and if they do, will they get to play Sydney again? I'm sure that's their hope, and that'll be a great local matchup. It was, of course, the regular season game won a few weeks ago by Unitigo in a deceivingly wide final score. There were so many ties and lead changes, and it was a one-point game with 2.5 minutes to go, and then Unitigo just put the pedal to the metal and really destroyed Sydney at Sydney's gym in those last 2.5 minutes. But they're doing the same thing right now to Bainbridge Guilford, leading 31-11. In case you did not hear, Sydney holds an 18-15 lead. So once again, their low scoring is in vogue at Sydney. They lead Oxford 18-15. So it is still anybody's ball game over there. And I'll be looking for updates, of course, during the second half. We'll take another break when we come back. Well, what else is new? It's going to be basketball time. BG and Unitigo. We'll see if the second half is exactly like the first or whether for BG it's a Jekyll and Hyde kind of game. I'm sure they want to get back in it. And just so everybody knows, there's no consolation, but both teams will obviously be strong factors in the Class C Section 4 line. I'm not sure how that's going to unfold. Unitigo should be somewhere near the top, definitely in the top four, possibly the top two. Bainbridge Guilford probably will be in the 7-10 tier, I would think, possibly hosting a first-round game. Depends on the strength of schedule, of course. All right, we'll come back, have the second half for you. Unitigo, Bainbridge Guilford, MAC semifinal boys action live on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
FM 101. At AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Oh, perfect timing, as if we were made to do this. The spot over. We're back live. Thank you, Bravado Energy Products. Halftime report all done. Ready to go second half. Same starters for both teams in there to begin the second half. And Phil Youngs is going to slice and dice his way to the paint. Kick it over to Travis Woods, who misses. And Lucas Butcher got the ball tapped right into his hands from Ryan Porter. And we are off and running for Bainbridge Guilford, who made a stop to start the second half defensively. Bowerly down low to Porter. The jump hook, no good. He gets his own rebound, puts it up. Blocked by Woods. Youngs on the outlet pass. stolen by Palmer. Oh, they had a man advantage and chose to pull it out. And there's a bad pass by Palmer, stolen again by Young's. Left-hand layup is good. Well, right away, a short timeout asked for by Coach Jim Knight. So 33-11, they get the basket, and still a timeout is needed on the home side. It gives me time to tell you that tomorrow night it will be Bainbridge, Bill Guilford playing at Harpersville as the number one and number four seed in the MAC. That was a that was last year's final, but this year it's a semifinal. BG getting the fourth seed. Here it will be Unitigo, number two seed, hosting the number three seed Oxford Lady Blackhawks. That game at 7 o'clock, give or take, with a JV game to precede that. And we'll be on tomorrow night to see if the Lady Spartans can make it a double dip for Saturday. Oh, bad pass by Porter across court at half court. Travis Woods read it all the way, picked it off, and finished it. He went half the way down the court and laid it up and in. He's got 12 points. He and Young's far and away the high scorers tonight. So 35-11, and the lead expands to 24. Harmon, open left side for three. It is good. Well, they've been waiting for that. It's his first shot made, only his second open shot taken. 35-14. Nice backdoor play looking for Woods, but knocked away by Brooks Harmon. And we got another Sydney update. Let's see what we got. 29-26 Sydney going into the fourth quarter. Wow, the tension mounts there. And Shelton misses long on the wide three-pointer. So we'll see if BG can use it. Harmon open left side for three again. And this time off the mark. Kept alive, Butcher. Throws it back out to Palmer to start the offense again. Nice play by Luke Butcher. He didn't try to do too much with it. Down low, Bowerly to Porter. This time he draws the foul. Travis Woods and Dan Shelton conferring afterwards as to who was supposed to be where. But that's only one on Travis Woods from what I... Nope, two. Of course, I'm mistaken. Two on Travis. And Porter at the line. He's been held to 5 points tonight, averages 17.6. So the halftime margin is back to what it was, 20 points. Porter cannot make the second one. Travis Woods rebounds for the Spartans. BG going to try some pressure defense. Nobody's in foul trouble. There's a steal by Palmer. Goes up with the left hand. Good. Palmer with a nice steal, picking the pocket. 35-17. Well, Bobcats are certainly energetic right now. Woods getting through traffic, misses too hard. Now he gets his own rebound. Cross court or cross the paint pass to Barnhart, who misses. So Palmer in control of the ball. Left side for Ryan Porter, back to Palmer. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go. Energetic is one thing for the Bobcats. Can they have the stamina to get back in? These guys are playing the entire game. And Harmon overshoots the pass to Porter at a low block. And it went out of bounds, 35-17. Bobcats gave up 4 points early, but have gotten right back and cut a 20-point halftime margin down to 18. There's a bad pass by Shelton. Double teaming is what BG's doing defensively on the inbound pass, and Shelton sloppy on the bounce pass back to the guard. It bounced down the end line. Open on the right side is Harmon for three. No. Porter and Woods battling for the ball. It's open season, and it's Butler with it for Unitigo. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. The other game, Sydney leads by three going into the fourth period against Oxford. Nice backdoor pass. Good. From Woods to Dan Shelton. That's a basketball play. 37-17. Butler, he's quadruple teamed. The odds aren't good there. And sure enough, Barnhart steals the ball. Youngs to Shelton in the corner. It is Butler. Little leaner in there. He draws the foul and almost got the ball to fall on the shot. Foul is on Austin Bowerly. He's the second Bobcat to get two fouls. Or the first one, rather, to get two fouls. Nobody in foul trouble for BG. Tyler Butler at the line. Shoots one. Makes one. Gets the second one. Second shot is good. 4 points for Butler, 39-17. Foul by Butler himself. Picks up his second personal foul. So Ray Fredericks checked into the game for the Bobcats. He's replaced Brooks Harmon. Nope, Brooks Harmon's in there, my bad. Bowerly, whoop! Ball slipped out of his hands, collected by Dan Shelton. Does he get credit for the steal? I don't know. I'm glad I'm not the stat keeper. 39-17 with under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bobcats trying to get into it. Spartans trying to maintain and stretch the lead. Barnhart can't do it with his foul, his baseline jumper. And a rebounding foul on Travis Woods. Now this gets interesting because that's three on number 42, Travis Woods. So the Bobcats will be going right to left in the second half. Harmon to Bowerly. Bowerly back to, okay, Butcher's out and Frederick's in. That's the guy that's been subbed for. Palmer, Harmon way out for Bowerly. Left side, Harmon for three. It's off the front of the rim. Porter bustles his way in for the rebound and draws the foul. That might be four on Travis Woods. And a technical foul called on Jim Knight, the coach. So this is going to change things a little bit. Can Bainbridge-Guilford use this to their advantage? Ryan Porter was getting an offensive rebound, putting it back up and in, or tried to put it in. The ball didn't drop through. But Woods was right there with him, and the foul was called on Travis. He just was called for his third, and moments before that, his second. So here's the deal. Travis Woods has four fouls. Porter's at the line to shoot the original two free throws from that foul, and he makes the first one. Remember, they were down 20 at halftime. They're down 21 right now, so they're still trying to technically catch up, no pun intended. And while Porter makes the first two, you would think he'd stay there for the technical. Nope, I guess Brooks Harmon is their designated technical free throw shooter. And delivers the first one. He'll get one more, and then Bainbridge Guilford should get the ball. So they're down to a 39-20 deficit. Shot is up, and it is good. Harmon with 5 points. He's got the game's only three-pointer. So BG will also inbound as a result of the technical. Inbound pass comes to Porter, but it's chopped out of his hands by Phil Youngs, and he scores the layup. There's nothing that Youngs has not taken away from a Bainbridge Guilford player, whether it's a guard, a forward, or a center. So 41-21. It's net zero for these two teams as far as scoring goes in the second half. Traveling on Ray Frederick as he tried to get through a double team, and then he tried to stop himself. Butler's going to come out. Comenda's going to go in. And by the way, Nick Beck replaced Travis Woods in the lineup, which is no surprise as Travis picked up his fourth foul, to the dismay of both Coach Jim Knight and every Unitingo fan in this gym. 2:52 to play. Barnhart back out to Comenda, and Unitingo is wisely just going to slow this pace down a bit. Underneath Shelton, wide open, they don't see him. Barnhart back out to an open Youngs. 15-footer is good. Young's with 15 points. He leads all scorers, 43-21. And every time BG's got some sort of run to make, Unitico's got an answer. And lately it's been Phil Young's. Three-point shot for Harmon. Missed it off the left wing. And from behind, Frederick out of position trying for the rebound. Right in front of the official. So BG has switched now to a man-to-man press. Young's nowhere to go. And it's either a timeout or a, okay, or a five-second call. Jim Knight takes the timeout. He'll take a full timeout, folks. 2:19 left in the third, 43-21 in favor of Unitico. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School basketball, the Mac Boys semifinals on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 2:19 to go. Greg Davey here at Unitico. Waiting for updates on the Sydney-Oxford score, which was it was 3-point Sydney lead at halftime and a 3-point Sydney lead going into the fourth quarter. That's the last I had it at 29-26. Here, it's 43-21. It's all Unitico with the Bobcats trying everything they can to catch up, including a full-court man-to-man press. Unitico got the way to break through it. Youngs to Beck. They pull it back out. Sheldon, top of the key for three. Yes! Oh, Dan Shelton's lighting it up now. He's got the first three for Unitico. And 9 points on the ledger, 46-21. Nearly another steal by Comenda this time. Over to Palmer for BG. Palmer, double team, back out. Bowerly cuts through, scoop to the hoop. Kind of sloppy, and he lost it out of bounds. Follow it up after the miss. Lucas Butcher comes back in the ballgame, replacing Ray Frederick. So after the timeout, Unitico got through the press pretty methodically. Youngs trying to avoid the double team. Somebody's open. Comenda, diagonal pass to Barnhart. Lost it up and in. Might have been a foul by Porter before that. I think Barnhart will trade that up for the basket, though. He's got 6 points, 48-21. Bowerly down low for Harmon, knocked away by Dan Shelton. Boy, this help defense for Unitico is impressive. Over in the corner, Harmon. Youngs finds him and puts the clamps down. Harmon passes back out to Corbin Palmer. Right side for Luke Butcher. High post, Bowerly cross to Harmon. They're going down. They're forcing it down to Porter. Double team. Here comes Comenda to finish on the steal. No, missed it. Shelton with a rebound. 55 seconds to go, and the Spartans pull out for the 35-second reset. Beck at the elbow. Yes! Nick Beck with two baskets tonight. That one, the left elbow jumper. He's hit two of those, 50-21. Turn around. Beck blocking Porter with that shot. Well, Nick Beck is playing some charged-up basketball. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shelton left alone on the baseline. It's good. Yeah, they're hitting on all cylinders now. No question about it. 52-21. Excuse me, 7 seconds to go. Bowerly back out. Palmer shoots at the buzzer and misses short. And it is 52-21. It's all Spartans all the time tonight. Some things have gone wrong, but a lot of things have gone right for him. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessup Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
In the fourth quarter, not a lot of drama to be had, but it's 52-21. Pair of 21-point performances in the second and third quarter for these Unitigo Spartans, with defense making a lot of that possible. Brooks Harmon driving in, called for an offensive foul. And pretty much whatever can go wrong for you, for BG, is going wrong at this point. They had a chance. They got it down to 18. And that's as close as they got. Unitigo had scored 11 points in a row to end the quarter. Becht's trying for that third shot. Missed it. Butler not only missed, put it back up a second time. And got it a third time and passed it back to Phil Young. High post, Barnhart, cross the court to Shelton, fakes the shot, now he drives in, off the glass, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. Dan Shelton, 13 points, he's got Unitigo's only three-pointer. That's a non-issue at this point. They're doing everything they can inside with an occasional outside shot. Palmer and the... passing it around, there is Harmon at the foul line, around the rim, and good. He's probably thinking, finally. 7 points for Harmon. Number 10, Tim Waltz, is in the game, a junior. Barnhart thought about it, passes off to Shelton on the right wing. Now they whip it around quickly to Butler, who goes baseline, off the rim, gets his own rebound again. Boy, he's been tough as nails underneath, getting his own rebound a number of times. That foul will go on it says 14, Nick Gronowski, who's in the game now. Butler at the line. Looks like Barnhart's out for the night. Butler trying to make it a perfect 4-for-4. Can't do it. 55-23. David Van Alstyne is in the ball game. And there's, now, you're talking about a kid with boundless energy. He's going to play it for the last 6 minutes. No question about it. Butcher for inside the three-point line. Missed. Harmon can't do the follow-up. Rebound Shelton. Into the ball game for the first time, number 24, Dan Clichelte. 55-23, just under 6 minutes to go, and it shouldn't be too much longer. We find out who wins the Sydney-Oxford game. But then again, maybe it's in overtime. Clichelte with a bank shot off the inbounds pass. Nicely done. So Jim Knight and Greg Warren both subbing quite a bit at this point. Palmer drives in, is hit on the hip. And that's a foul on Dan Shelton, who had two quick fouls early in the game and has been clean since then until now, his third foul. At the end of this game, we'll have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Awards. Palmer at the line, misses the first of two. Barnhart leads the game with 6 points, by the way. Palmer's second shot, no good. Beck with a rebound. So it's Butler, Van Alstyne, Clichelty, Shelton, and Beck for Unitigo. Shelton driving in left side, puts it up with a right hand on the left side. Missed it. Butler again scrambles for the rebound. Nice pass underneath. Clichelty to Shelton. My gosh, good court presence there. Shelton thanks his assist. 15 points for Shelton. More subs coming in the game very shortly for Unitigo. Harmon trying to go behind the back. Almost got it stolen away. Butcher back out. Palmer, 3-point try off the front of the rim. Clichelty taps it over to Beck from behind, stolen by Harmon. Drives in, misses that shot. Beck with a rebound. Van Alstyne with a white headband. High post pass, Clichelty, Butler, 12-footer, around the rim, no good. Ball battled around, and it's Busher for Bainbridge Guilford with it. 59-23, stolen by Butler. He'll go up with a right-hand layup. Missed the layup! Well, he better smile on that one. But he did everything else right. In the corner, a three-point bomb hits the top of the backboard support, but it's still live ball. All right, so Butler and Shelton will sit down. Their nights are done. 15 points for Dan Shelton. He and Phil Young is the game's high scorers, but a short timeout asked for by the coaches. So tomorrow night, 4:16 left, 59-23 Unitigo. Tomorrow night will be the winner of, BG and Harpersville are playing the 4-1 seed in the girls. Harpersville trying to defend for the fourth straight year, the Mid-State Athletic Conference. The winner of that will take on the winner of our game, Unitigo, hosting Oxford Girls 2-3. Unitigo being the 2 seed, of course, by hosting. That game will be at 7 o'clock, give or take some time. Chambers and O'Hara tip-off shell preceding that by 15 minutes. All right, 59-23. All starters are gone for Unitigo. So we'll set the lineups. Clichelty, Van Alstyne, 32 is Troy White. Nick Beck, 50 is in there still. Clichelty, that shot rolls off the rim. Rebound by Tim Waltz of Bainbridge Guilford. Palmer still in there with Butcher and Harmon as far as starters for BG. But then again, BG does not have enough to put in a full second team off the bench. So it is Harmon at the elbow. It's off the mark. And the ball bounces out to number 14, Alex White. So both White twins are in there. And that's when a guy like me is so glad they have numbers on uniforms. 59-23 to the high post for Clichelty. Corner shot for Beck, or baseline shot rather. Nick Beck with one of his best offensive performances tonight. He's got 6 points, 61-23. So Unitigo has already beaten their season's average of 60.9, I believe. 3 minutes to play. Palmer to Butcher on the right side. Harmon hit from behind by Clichelty. And neither team in the 1-1. Ray Frederick comes back in for BG. 34 is Jeff Witt, and Nick Beck gets a hand tonight. And why not? 6 points and a couple of really nifty passes and some rebounds and a block shot. Harmon misses the 1-1, so I stood corrected. That was the 17th foul on Unitigo. All right. Clichelty, a turnaround shot, missed. The ball battled around there again for both teams, and it's Frederick. Well, the respect to both coaches to empty their benches that early in the game, that's a good thing. Good sportsmanship on both sides. Palmer to Harmon at the foul line. He's going to drive in through a triple team, and the shot got blocked. And then there's a holding foul called on number 14, Alex White, which means 1-1 time for BG, and that'll be Ray Frederick at the line. Well, in this case tonight, I won't have any problems filling in my score sheet. 1-1, missed by Frederick. And there's some contact, and on the floor goes Frederick. It'll be Unitigo's ball. 61-23, 2:20 left, still eagerly anticipating this final score and have not gotten to see it yet. Lee Schulte stripped by Frederick. Frederick stops just near the three-point line. Palmer over to Harmon. Back out to Corbin. Going to drive the right side. A little 12-footer stop and pop. Missed it. Into the corner. Palmer gets his own rebound. And he drives hard left side. Blocked by Lee Schulte. Harmon keeps it alive for BG. Well, give BG guys credit. Even the starters that have to be out there because there aren't enough subs to complete a second team for BG, they're playing hard to finish it out. Respect there. 1:36 to play. There's a stop and pop for the lefty shooter. That's Troy White. Missed it. Save. Alex White down low. For number 34, Jeff Witt. They keep it around. Shot clock is winding down. And expires with a minute 12 to play. Nick Gronowski returns to the game. Brooks Harmon will sit down. So Palmer's going to stay in there along with Luke Butcher. Again, because of the shorthandedness, looks like Dalton Johnson unable to play. So cross court. Butcher, 53 seconds to go. Palmer backing in against Ben Alstein. The fall-away jump shot off the back of the rim. Lee Schulte with a rebound. Pass got away down on the other side. 40 seconds left. So a rough night shooting for Bainbridge Guilford to say the least. But then again, great defense from Unitigo certainly played a part in that. Palmer almost got the ball stolen around. He goes down on the baseline. Talk about extra effort. Here's a guy who long ago should have been sitting down. There's not enough subs on BG's bench for that, so Palmer's going to play the entire game with a brief respite in the second quarter, I remember. 61-25, 25 seconds to go. Lee Schulte's second foul. And Palmer makes this one. He missed his last two. Second shot is good. So they got a double-figure score anyway for Bainbridge Guilford. Ben Alstein had Jeff Witt wide open down there, but he's still wide open down on the right baseline. Driving in against Frederick. Oh, tumble. Rough and tumble there. There's a slip and a fall and a foul. And a sore hip. That's going to be Frederick's foul. So like I said, coming in very shortly, we'll have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and NBT Bank, or Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense. And the ball spins around and in for Mr. Jeff Witt. Second shot is no good. So he'll be one for two. He gets his name in the scoring column. And the final shot taken and missed. It would not have counted anyway. An unbelievably lopsided game in favor of Unitigo. 62-27. Bainbridge Guilford not hanging their heads. They know that they just didn't have it tonight. Unitigo certainly did have it, and that BG, of course, lives again in the Section 4 tournament. So Unitigo lives to play on Saturday, and I'm sure they're hoping that it's Sydney defeating Oxford. Still, oh, we do have a report. Final score, Sydney 46, Oxford 38. So it will be a rematch of Sydney and Unitigo at SUNY Oneonta at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Gotta love those updates. All right, so it will be Sydney, Unitigo once again this year in the MAC Championship game, 4 o'clock on Saturday. We'll take a break. I've still got a few numbers to slap in here as the crowd starts to disperse, get all of our numbers right. But suffice it to say, Unitigo led in every possible portion of this ball game and did a nice job start to finish. They win tonight 62-27. Stick around. We'll come back with the awards and we'll recap it as best we can and then set our sights on both tomorrow night and on Saturday, where Unitigo and Sydney will take the final stage in the MAC for 2011-2012 at 4 o'clock on Saturday at SUNY Oneonta. Stick around. Our postgame show is coming up.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Thank you, Joe. And back to an early, early, early post game. And we might have gotten our game done just about the same time Sydney and Oxford did. But we do know the championship participants for Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So it will be Sydney and Unitigo in the boys, a rematch of last year's game. One team will have a lot of the same players back. One team will have hardly any of the same players back as he squeaks his voice. All right, our postgame sponsors on WCDO are Mang Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. By NBT Bank, the Outstanding Offense Award sponsor. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Well, what do you say about this one? At first, it was one of those games where Unitigo got out of the gate, not like gangbusters, but defensively were prohibiting BG from getting into any kind of rhythm. BG did not help themselves by throwing the ball away on lazy passes. Unitigo taking what they were given, and they went with it with steal after steal after steal. So Unitigo earned this one without a doubt. There was nothing, I would say nothing lucky involved in it, but it seemed like with as hard as Unitigo was working, the results spoke for themselves. The Bainbridge Guilford, it didn't help that they weren't hitting the shots that they were getting. They just weren't getting the shots that they wanted to get, by and large. And, you know, both teams were missing inside a little bit. Unitigo, again, was stumbling out of the block, but Unitigo found their home in the second and third quarter, notching 21 and 21 points respectively, and I think that pretty much determined what was going to be the final outcome for this one. Bainbridge Guilford had three guys score tonight, just three, and that would be Corbin Palmer, who played just about the whole game. He finished with 10 points, 6 for 10 from the line, and 2 field goals. Ryan Porter, 2 field goals, 4 for 6 from the line for 8. That's less than half of his scoring average. And Brooks Harmon finished with 9 points, 2 field goals, 1 three-point field goal, 2 for 3 from the line. Ray Frederick, 0 for 1 from the line, did not score. So an anemic 6 field goals from 2-point range, 1 from 3-point range. So that's 15 points total there, 12 for 20 from the line, not too bad, 60%. 27 points for Bainbridge Guilford. For Unitigo, well, they averaged 60-plus points coming in. They finished with 62, and just about everybody played. I think everybody that was in a uniform did play tonight, and they had 8 players score tonight. They were led by Phil Youngs with 15 and Dan Shelton with 15. They got there in much different ways, and Phil was one of the catalysts of getting out to that lead and maintaining and growing on it in the third quarter. Shelton did most of his damage later on when the outcome wasn't so dramatic, but he had open shots, or he worked for his shots and took them, and so they both finished with a game-high 15, I should say. Travis Woods, 12 points, got in some foul trouble in the third quarter, I think 4 in a row, and that was really the only controversial part of the game for Unitigo. It netted a technical for Coach Jim Knight. I think it was more frustration of, like the referees were pinpointing him or something, but Travis still finishes with 12 points. It was his dunk in the second quarter. That was pretty much the statement of the ball game. Quinn Barnhart had a nice start. He finishes with 6. Nick Becht with 6 off the bench. Jeff Witt, 1-for-2 from the line. Dan Shelton, 15, as we said. The only three-pointer for Unitigo. Dan Shelton with a basket for 2. And Tyler Butler, 1 field goal, I believe, 3-for-4 from the line for 5 points. Let's add this up. 15, 20, 26 field goals from two-point range, 1 from three-point. So that's 52, 55. That should mean 7 foul shots. Sure enough, 7, and they took 10. 7-for-10, easy 70% there. All right, so Unitigo did it all tonight on both sides of the court. What do we call it for the awards? Well, first of all, that puts Unitigo at 16-1 on the regular season. So congratulations to Coach Jim Knight, keeping that MAC record intact and just the one loss to a very quality Chenango Valley team. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, I'm trying to figure out how to finagle this because I'm looking at Phil Youngs right now. He did both sides. He was qualified for both tonight strongly. If I pick somebody for one, the other one gets it, no problem. Sydney was the big winner. What's that? Yeah, 46-38. Yeah, wait a minute. Let me check that to be sure. 46-38, Sydney. They led by 3 after 3 quarters, so they pulled away. All right, so let's see. MVT Bank Outstanding Offense Award will go to... Oh, boy, this is tough. Let's go the other way. All right, now we'll go Phil Youngs with the Outstanding Offense Award, MVT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. His guard teammate, Tyler Butler, will get our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. He didn't get as many steals as Phil, but he got a bunch and a lot of offensive rebounds, too, in possession. So the guards are going to win it out tonight. Phil Youngs with the Outstanding Offense Award, Tyler Butler with the Dynamic Defense. You can almost switch those two around, although I guess offense you kind of have to look at points a little bit more. So Phil with the 15 points early on, 9 in the first half. So we'll go that way. All right, our finalists are set. Sydney 46-38 over Oxford tonight. That must have been an exciting game because it was a lot closer there than it was here. For Unitigo tonight, basically taking care of business. And so congratulations to them. And they'll now get their chance back at SUNY Oneonta to take on Sydney once again. It was a really, really good game the last time they played. Now they're playing the much larger and the neutral court. We'll see if they can cap off that undefeated season in going 16-1 on the year. All right, well, yours truly, just back from New York City, extremely exhausted, and we're going to get out of here. Thanks to Joe Gardner, and a reminder that shortly following this game, give it a half hour or so, and especially for you Unitigo fans, they'll be glad to know that this game will be on archives. It will be on the WCDO Sports On Demand. You go on WCDOradio.com, click on the Sports tab. That'll lead you to the Sports On Demand tab or the block or link, and you can click on that and choose your game. So this one will be a lot of fun for Unitigo fans to listen to. Not so much for BG, but again, I think they learned improved as they have in the last few weeks. There's still some work to do, and their season is still alive because they'll be in the Class C sectionals. All right, final score once again, 62-27. Unitigo wins this one and running away with it. They'll face Sydney on Saturday. Tomorrow night, be back here for Oxford versus Unitigo girls. 7 o'clock start, roughly, with a Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show 15 minutes prior, because there is a JV girls game at that point. For WCDO Radio Sports and my engineer back at the station, Joe Gardner, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.